Condoleezza Rice is now the 66th U.S. Secretary of State. She was sworn in a little over an hour ago. Earlier today, the Senate confirmed her to that post by a vote of 85 to 13.
That vote was taken after hours of rancorous debate on the Senate floor. Some Democrats raised questions about Rice's record as President Bush's national security adviser, especially the arguments she made for invading Iraq. NPR's David Welnup reports from the Capitol.
As reports came in about what's been the deadliest day yet in Iraq for American troops, the mood on the Senate floor was tense and grim as a debate that began yesterday on Condoleezza Rice's nomination continued. Just before the roll call vote, Senate Foreign Relations Committee Chairman Richard Lugar urged colleagues to vote in favor of Rice's nomination. He said a lot is at stake in having as many yes votes as can be mustered.
Because this is a person as Secretary of State, and this is a vote that will be memorable. It is not in any way a trivial pursuit or a time for very fractious thoughts to enter in as spoilers. This is one for our country and one for the very best that we can do as senators.
Though the 85 to 13 tally did show overwhelming bipartisan support for the first black woman to serve as the nation's top diplomat, it was also the second largest number of senators to vote against a Secretary of State nominee in American history, just one no vote less than Henry Clay got in 1825. The opposition came from 12 Democrats and one independent. One Democrat who voted for Rice with what he called reservations and frustration was Delaware's Joseph Biden. But he defended those who voted against Rice as doing so with Iraq in mind.
That's why some of my colleagues are voting no. They think she's undermined our ability to win in Iraq. I choose to differ with them, but we do not differ on the point that we need to succeed in Iraq.
California Democrat Barbara Boxer accused Rice of failing to correct a record of what Boxer called hyped-up rhetoric and half-truths about Iraq.
I don't fault the president for picking someone who believes in this war, who helped him in her position. That's not the issue. The issue has to do with the lack of candor that continues to come from Dr. Rice.
That brought this sharp response from New Mexico Republican Pete Domenici.
She deserves the nomination. The president did not intentionally mislead. Those who oppose the war ought to say it and quit exaggerating and being political and personal about their attacks.
And Virginia Republican George Allen chided Boxer for sending out a fundraising email yesterday that played up her role in challenging Rice's nomination.
Particularly now in a time of this global war on terror where we're trying to get more friends, more allies, more people to join with us in the war on terror, to be using that to solicit campaign funds is deplorable, it is disgusting, it is damaging.
Republican Majority Leader Bill Frist blasted Democrats more broadly for delaying Rice's nomination with a floor debate.
Partisanship has its time and place, but we are, at this point in time, a nation at war. We need the strength of all our resources to fight and win. And I'm disappointed that others on the other side of the aisle have taken this moment to wage a partisan campaign.
Democratic Minority Leader Harry Reid defended the right to debate an extremely important nomination.
Silence is not an important part of American history, but debate is. Shut up and vote is not democracy.
For the Senate, it was a chance to debate not just Rice's nomination, but a war that's clearly causing high anxiety on all sides. David Welna, NPR News. The Capitol.